It's time once again to prance and press while the meowsicians sing and dance. It's the 2016 Billboard Music Awards from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. So did the stars look pretty in Sin City? Did their fashion gamble offend this critical kitty? Let's find out as we sink our claws into the pink carpet in this edition of Mr. Catwell. Mr. Catwell, bring me a dream. You are the greatest fashion reviewer the world's ever seen. You walking down the carpet with your hands on fire. You say, look at that lady, she's one to admire. I said, Mr. Catwell, bring me a dream. Your reviews are the greatest thing I've ever seen. And now we play it every time we go. So just get on with the Mr. Catwell radio show, hey. First up is Britney Spears. Where have you been all these years? It looked like grandma showed up in lingerie, you could say. Her hair was dyed blonde from gray. Can someone give a home to this stray? She was decked out in a Rheem Acrylace romper with a sheer train. Gave me eye strain. Her attempt at fashion was all in vain. This old cougar looked as if she had just crawled out of your lap after a long cat nap. Her career is history. Police put this pop-per-incest out of her meowsery. Meowsery.
Going a little overboard.
Oh, it gets better.
Oh, good. It better.
Rachel Platten, you have to be kidding me right now. Don't ever stop. It would be nice to stand by you in your striped pantsuit with black crop top. Her hair was fair, and we had to stare at this star as she was glowing so bright. There was a glare. This performer is positively perfect in her pointed toe pumps. Her claws were clasping her clutch as she sported some real catitude and looked fashion forward. Okay! Meghan Trainor flushed your fashion down the drainer. Long sleeves on a dress, what a mess. Your sense of style is in distress. Mr. Catwell's all about that bass and a pretty face, but this look all over the place. Her sequined slip was designed by Abbott and Costello. Oh, pardon me, Michael Costello. This look should have been buried in the litter. Mr. Catwell was just not feline it. This catastrophic fashion faux pas won't hold her down for long, as she's usually pretty classy. Ay caramba! Ariana Grande choked on a fashion furball. Mr. Catwell's not even lying. This look should have been convicted of first-degree murder. Her dark navy slip was striped with spider webbing and highlighted by what appeared to be bright blue painter's tape. It was almost passable, but almost is never enough. You've got a real problem, and you need to take a cannon to this look and make it go bang bang. Please take this fashion persuasion, because you look lost.
Two claw puns in the same sentence.
I did.
Okay.
Up next, somebody call a paramedic for this kitty. Kesha's putrid purple pantsuit. This tribute to Dylan belongs on Desolation Row. Not trying to be judgmental, but this look needs a flea bath. Her friends should have given this look the lasso, as she looked like a used car dealer from El Paso. It makes Mr. Catwell feel sorry for this stray and want to whisk her away. Oh. It's time to feast your eyes on some of the guys. Ashton Kutcher, you fashion butcher. Just like his career, this look should have been left in the 90s. A striped brown pantsuit with a black t-shirt. Unlike Ashton's comedy films, this look was hysterical. Before he heads out to his next red carpet, perhaps this review will give him pause. Finally, Granddad, you're embarrassing me in your striped black and gray suit. Someone's been hitting the catnip. Beetlejuice. Wait, no, Robin Thicke. Wait, no, it's Steven Tyler. Could you possibly consult a mirror before venturing out of the retirement home? Steven used to rock around the clock in fancy frocks, but this hiss was a miss and downright clawful. So there you have it. Another fine catwalk down the red carpet, courtesy of Mr. Cap. Some were superior, some were appalling, but all were analyzed under the meowcroscope of this chic fashion feline. Huh. So until the next time, we lap up a warm bowl of red carpet fashion. Cats all, folks.